You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in the Woods. My name is Joel Clayfish. I get to drive this semi.
What?
We're driving semis.
I drive this semi across the great states of Michigan.
I don't have a CDL.
Do you? Minnesota. I do.
Danielle does.
Wisconsin.
Oh shoot! I
Illinois.
Gave it up that
and
she's here.
Iowa. Megan's lover, Dave, right off the top
of
the show.
He's got a question. He's got with a question.
No, I was just saying I had a CDL.
Oh. Dave has a CDL.
Look,
perfect.
We can get this train rolling.
We should take limos to the show from now on. Dave, you could drive because. Let's just get a semi.
Where
we
can drive
get
it around.
A limo from. But you don't need a CDL to drive a limo.
You don't?
Mm, oh. I don't think so.
All right,
so.
Well, he can just drive. I'll drive.
You need an LDL.
Raised to the woods.
Cholesterol?
Yes.
Okay.
Raised in the Woods is a show about the great outdoors of the Midwest. You can hear us on your Civic Media stations live on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock in our ever-growing network. You can find us on Facebook under Raised in the Woods. You can put Raised in the Woods on a Google search, and it will direct you right to our show to listen if you happen to miss it on Saturdays. So jump on the old intranet and check us out. Thanks for coming along. I am really excited about this week's show. Ooh. Not only were we able to convince former co-host Danielle Fairman to come
Woo-hoo!
Back this
Hello.
Week.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Danielle. Great to have you here.
She had no idea about our guest today.
I didn't.
And
I'm
she
so
found
excited.
Out about 30 seconds ago, and the smile on her face is so ginormous.
Well, like, imagine. You're right. I'm assuming we do what we're going to talk about at night, correct?
Yes.
And then, oh, ma'am. Imagine
Careful,
showing up.
Danielle's going to fall in love with you, man.
Imagine showing up in a limo to do this. Like, your guide comes up in a limo.
All I'm going
to
say.
With the thing. There's so many things.
James Cooper, be a little nervous when you leave here tonight. You better check your rearview mirror. Danielle is pretty stealthy. James Cooper is here. And James Cooper is one of a kind. He is the only, the one, the only frog gigging guide in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, we've got Megan the Sommelier Pirate along and her lover Dave making another guest appearance with us today, which is fantastic. Now, let's hop to business.
Oh, I can't even. Okay,
here it comes.
Can I just say how this day has finally arrived? I have been talking about this since we met James almost a year ago.
Really?
My goal for 2026, my only goal was to go frog gigging. And you are here and things
Should
are
going to do it tonight. Can
things
we do
are
going to
get weird.
There is a lot of excitement.
I didn't bring
in the
any
room
of the stuff with me.
Stuff we have hands.
Yeah,
you
can we
with your hands?
Do it. That's the best way to go.
We're going
to
get into all God's the ins given. And outs. And oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited. I can't even stand it.
Well, let's get a jump on it then, shall we?
I'm giddy for gigging.
I want to start. First of all, I want to know.
Are there t-shirts?
James
yes.
Cooper.
We're in the works.
James,
we
yes.
Stuff.
I got to ask, James, are you a leg man?
I have to because I love frog legs.
Frog legs, you guys.
Okay,
frog legs.
Okay, we need to tell
I'm
our listeners
about
a story.
Frog legs.
About what he actually does?
No, I need to tell the listeners about a little quick story that happened right before we started recording. Megan's lover Dave is here, and he found out about the gigging thing, and a few days ago he took it upon himself to start practicing.
Aww.
So he found a huge bullfrog.
It was
I
in
assume.
The road.
Yes, it was in the road, and he went up and he caught it. And when James got here,
oh,
Dave pulled up
smile.
His phone
this
and he goes,
so
"Hey, James, see these legs?
Look at those legs.
Those are good legs.
This
that.
Is just too much. I love it. This is so exciting.
I first of all." James Cooper, the world's only frog gigging guide. Why don't you explain to the listeners what frog gigging is to begin with?
So frog gigging is where you go out at night with headlamps. There's spears, or you can do them by hand. You go out and you catch bullfrogs. Huh. So there's a couple of ways you can do them in a piro. A piro is like a kayak if people don't know what that is.
Oh, Joel wants to do that version.
No thanks.
Yes, he does.
So I have a new version of piros. I have a kayak that we can go out to if we don't want to do it by shore or do it out on a boat. You can go up and you will shine a light on the frog in its eyes, like my phone is a frog, and you will go up right behind it and grab it.
Yeah.
And then the frog, and then you just throw it in the bucket.
It is really too bad. You cannot on radio see James acting out his frog gigging experience in the studio.
Because that was wonderful.
He was more like, animated than a turkey caller at a competition. I'm just going to say that.
Like, I feel like I would fall. I would not breathe. And it would just ruin the whole thing, but I would laugh hysterically.
You go noodling, Danielle.
Yeah, but like, I'm just crawling down a leg or a freaking stick to go in there.
Yeah, but still.
My eyes are not open. I'm looking at this frog dead in the eyes and just like, gotcha.
On a serious note.
Oh, there's a serious note?
Well, I'm not sure there is, but. Chef Ellie Lawton, who is a certified French culinarian, a certified French chef, frog legs are a delicacy, and they actually are. I mean, they're served finest restaurants.
They are so delicious. What? And I know James has a few of his favorite recipes he's going to share with us in the cooking segment. And a little bit later, we're also going to talk about Megan Salazar's experience eating her first frog legs recently. And she is, you guys, terrified of frogs.
I'm
terrified
about
of
that.
Snakes, like, and she's
absolutely
yeah
terrified.
Like, she's actually terrified of frogs.
What about
we're not
them?
Judging here, we're supporting her
situation. I'm judging,
but
I think that's weird.
I did strongly encourage the eating of the frog
I don't
legs.
Know about what, but I'm judging you.
Megan,
hey, we're Planet Megan, Fitness, this is a judgment free zone.
Why do you, why, how on earth are you afraid of frogs?
So I grew up on a creek in Virginia. Okay. In one of the many places that I lived. And this kid next door shot one in the eye with a BB gun. And the bullfrog, like, lived outside my window. And it had this BB for an eye, like, all summer long.
Megan, why didn't you tell an adult goodness. About this?
I don't know.
I need an adult. Well,
and then, my story so then, gone bad?
Then we went on this, like, little mini Model T Ford. And we piled all these kids in it. And we hit a curb. And we landed on all these smushed frogs on the road. And, like... Yeah.
Megan,
yeah.
Okay, that
I'm traumatized.
I can understand that. And first of all, let me say, there's no lower breed of human that I know of that goes out there and tortures animals
exactly. Yeah.
And not ethically kill them to use them for food.
Of course.
First of all. But I think a lot of people don't look and realize, and that's one of the cool things about the show. I mean, we had a taxidermist on here who literally picks up roadkill to taxidermy it and give it new life after it's, you
and
know,
she makes beautiful art pieces and jewelry out of the bones.
But I don't think a lot of people who live in Wisconsin realize we've got a food resource out here in our amphibious population. And James...
Like, I'll eat snakes and iguanas, but... The frog thing, I've had a really hard time.
Well,
you gave it a go, though.
The Fowl Life was in town. We were filming for the national television show, The Fowl Life, in Travel, Wisconsin. And we went to one of the best restaurants in the state of Wisconsin, the Tornado Room in Madison. Shout out to them. And we had frog legs. And I, watching Megan, and I think there was a lot of beer pressure.
It was from me.
Similar
I'm not
to peer
lie.
Pressure.
Because
Megan tried her first frog leg, and what did you actually think? Did you get past it enough in your mind to actually see how it tasted?
I did, because I couldn't say no, and I was on camera on top of that, so there was no saying no.
That's right.
Yeah, the camera was like right in my face. But they actually were extremely tender, and taste-wise, like everyone says, it tastes like chicken, and it pretty much did, but better chicken. But I seriously, mentally had to like talk myself through it.
Yeah, you really did. I at one point almost felt bad, but I'm like,
and then
no,
almost
is,
then I thought
was,
about
I
it.
I literally looked across the table. I'm like, Megan, you are one of the toughest people I know. Eat the frog leg.
Like, we just came back from Japan and we were eating horse and we were eating like baby anchovies that were alive still.
It was
all
so
that,
odd to see you struggling with something tough to eat. It was just so weird. But I will say, quick shout out to Tornado Room. As far as frog legs and restaurants go in the state of Wisconsin, the Tornado Room is my number one now.
Yeah, that was fantastic, Danielle.
Have you been to multiple places that have frog legs?
Oh, sure.
Probably about 5 or 6 in the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, my list isn't long, but I don't know. There's
the first
time
hearing that restaurants serve frog legs.
Oh, yes. So good.
No, are those farm-raised?
They were, yes. Yes.
So how big are these legs? They're bigger.
I hate to break it to you.
Is this like an appetizer? Like, how big are these legs?
An appetizer. Yeah. I don't think the staff of the Tornado Room was out in the back swamp gigging the frogs for the menu, James. Now, Danielle, have you eaten frog legs?
No.
You haven't tried them before. I know your
James
game
brought for, some.
I'm going to say, I think they taste like a combination between chicken and scallops. They've got like a seafoody kind of essence to them and that kind of texture. They're more rich than chicken. I absolutely love frog legs. I put them right up there with some really decent alligator, some well-cooked alligator, tastes similar to frog legs, and kind of almost like grouper. They've got like a grouper meatiness to them.
See, the thoughts that I'm having is how... Are we eating these like a chicken leg?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a chicken wing?
Like a drummy.
Yes,
that's
exactly
kind of what they look like.
They're
drummies.
Like a they're smaller drummy.
Okay, so that was the other thing. Ellie did cut my food for me.
Oh.
But I think if I had to eat it
off
precious,
the bone, Megan.
I would have lost it.
Yeah? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just think of it as like a chicken wing. That's what it looks like to me. How James?
Megan's lover, have you eaten frog legs?
I actually have. And it was like Joel said, it's like chicken wings.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah, like a chicken wing.
Yeah.
Okay, so in order to get these frogs, do I need a license?
So in the state of Wisconsin, it's the Wisconsin state law for frog gigging is very up and down.
Oh.
And that's one thing I'm trying to change.
You're trying to change?
Yeah.
I like this. So,
well, you got the right guy in the room to do that.
Yeah,
Jess.
No kidding.
So you don't need a license technically to go frog gigging.
Mm-hmm.
I require it myself.
You require a guiding license.
No, a fishing license.
Fishing license.
Okay.
To get the frogs because they have a limit on. So in my eyes, if you have a limit on something,
you need a license. Mm-hmm. That's a good thought.
Yeah,
I like that.
Most wardens don't know anything about this. When I applied for my guide license, the chief warden actually called me and said, "What do you want to do?" so
that was a great conversation.
That was a big thing. So you do have to do it on public waters.
Yeah.
So, it is
you
very,
cannot frog gig if you got a pond in your backyard.
So you can, but if you wanted to do it guiding wise, it has to be on public waters, but if it's just a group of buddies, that's what I would do.
What is this limit?
Five.
And
that's
five frogs per person
five.
Per day.
Yep.
And then is there a,
so
bag,
a bag
limit?
That's the bag
a
limit.
A possession limit.
Oh, we got a lot of questions to get into. I'm so excited.
What is the possession limit?
Five.
No.
Total.
So five total. So
five total per person.
So you can't have any more than that in your freezer?
No, that day.
That
so
day.
When you go
per
out.
Day.
Yep.
So is there an overall possession limit? How many you can have in your freezer?
You could go every day.
So
and get
I would probably be in trouble.
I like James.
Oh my gosh. Well,
the whole walk-in freezer.
We
just legs.
We jumped right into that one. And
oh
you
boy.
Never know what you're gonna get raised in the woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Raised in the Woods is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors, the great states of Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. This show, I mean, gosh, it seems like almost every show is off the rails right off the bat, and this is no excuse. My name is Joel Clayfish. I host this show, and every week I am always surprised at what we've got going on here. Chef Ellie Lawton is the co-host. Former co-host Danielle Fairman is back with us. Great to have you. Megan Salazar, her lover Dave, is here, and the man of the hour, Captain Frog Boy himself.
What? Frog Boy. Where are you, Frog Boy?
James Cooper, who makes his living. I can't make this up.
I love this so
the
much.
The frog gigging champion of the world.
Of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
The best frog gigging guide in the entire state. The only one.
Yeah.
James Cooper is here. James guides people frog gigging. How in the ever-loving hell did you start that?
Yes.
So it dates back when I was a kid. My family, my grandparents lived in Louisiana, in a pick in Louisiana, and I lived in Ohio, and we would go on vacation in the summers. I'd be shipped down there to spend with my grandfather and my grandmother, and
is this because your parents didn't like you?
Or? No, just because they told me
frogs. This is kind of weird.
Learn the southern ways of stuff, fishing, hunting.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
It was awesome. Yeah. My uncle ran a campground. Oh, so like bait shops and
that's
being
awesome.
My uncle and my grandfather guided. So I kind of grew up in it. Boar hunting, gator hunting, fishing, duck hunting. They did it all.
Wow.
It's like a great life.
So,
yes.
Growing up, there were certain seasons we were allowed to play outside. Not because there was electronics. There wasn't nothing back in the day. But the copperhead.
You're talking about this like you're some 60-year-old dude.
Yeah. My body feels like
to
it.
You a picture. He looks like he's about, what are you, 25?
I'm 30.
Okay.
So I'm just
still
a baby.
Young. Still young.
But no, we would get snapping turtles. I'd do it all. And then when I was about 6 to 13, I was allowed to start driving boats and fishing and doing stuff by
myself. Sounds reasonable as a 6-year-old.
Yeah. And but I did have my own P-Row, and I would go out
and
fish.
And a P-Row is a type of kayak.
Yep. And my grandfather's brother used to hand-carve paddles. So everything was all handmade. So I grew up like
childhood.
The Cajun way. That's how they say it.
Good. We're going to get some good recipes then.
Yes.
Gumbo is my favorite thing. I love seafood. I could eat seafood, sushi, the whole nine yards my whole life.
I'm on the seafood diet. I see food and I eat it.
Oh, Lordy.
That's a good diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, yeah, I grew up doing that. And then when I turned 16, in my high school years, sports took involved, and I played a bunch of sports, and I really didn't go travel back to Louisiana like I should have. And then my grandparents passed away, and then we moved them up, and I haven't been back to Louisiana since. But I still have a Cajun way. Grew up on Lake Erie, walleye fishing, and deer hunting, and then I took a job up here, a firefighting job up here, and I just started the Wisconsin outdoor stuff. So
yeah.
It's been really
it's plenty out there.
Crazy. I started a YouTube channel, and then I
about
had,
frogs?
No, about waterfowl hunting, actually.
Oh,
and then
wonderful.
I just, a couple guys on the fire department was like, hey, you want to go frog gigging? And they're like, what's that? Yeah. And I'm like, you.
So a bunch of grown men come up to you in uniform, like, you want to go frog gigging?
Yep.
So let me take you out of the woods at night.
So we went out. One of the buddies has a private pond, and we were gigging them. And then, like everything, someone sees headlights, headlamps, and the sheriff got called out.
Yeah.
But we know one of the sheriffs was one of our friends. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I have some photos of some sheriffs frog gigging in uniform. But no, and then with your story of eating the first frog, one of our trainings, I made frog legs, about 75 of them for the fire department. Jeez. No one ever had them. I have one girl, she does not eat seafood, meat, the whole nine yards. I tricked her.
Oh.
I said it was a chicken wing and
oh,
she ate it.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
Did you tell her after?
I did tell her after.
Was she mad?
She wasn't that mad. But she didn't cry.
She held a grudge.
Yeah. I have told so many people that Sky Carp is just shredded beef and they end up loving it.
Yeah.
And end up later. I love the type of mad people are when they find out, because they want to be mad that they tried it, mm-hmm. but then they liked it so much that they can't be mad. And I can imagine that happens a lot with frog legs.
You can do them in like a jalapeno popper too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put some Dove in it. Just do a charcuterie board of jalapeno poppers. No one will know.
What did you call it?
A charcuterie board.
That's the Cajun way of saying it.
Got the cooties.
We's all fixing to eat that charcuterie board. Yeah.
Get her done.
That is fantastic.
We's all fixing to eat up for dinner last night.
Okay, we have lots of questions. This
show's going to go by in a flash. I can already tell we're going to need to have Captain Frog Boy back again, because
do you know James, if he's okay being called
that? About that nickname?
I feel like Frog Man's better than Frog Boy.
I might have to make a sticker of it. Captain Frog Boy, like Captain Underpants. Because there is a
like
funny
a frog
video
with a frog
of it.
Underpants on.
I can already tell Captain Frog Boy is a good enough sport. I can already tell he's got a great enough personality that we're going to have him back. And we got lots more on Raised in the Woods. This is Raised in the Woods, the Raised in the Swamp edition. Ooh. My name's Joel Clayfish, captain of the skiff today.
I thought you were going to say Captain Underpants.
No, Captain Underpants is our special guest today. James Cooper, the state's only frog gigging guide.
I just love
and
this.
I think Captain Frog Boy is a fantastic nickname, but I have to ask, do you have nickname? People have to give you nicknames if you are the Frog Man of Wisconsin.
So a lot of guys just call me Cooper or, but a lot of people call me Odd.
Like, that's a big one. That has nothing to do with frogs.
But
I get
called Cajun Boy a lot.
Cajun boy. Okay. Yeah.
And you said
Odd. How about the Ribbit Wrangler?
Oh,
that's a good one too.
I like that a lot.
I like that.
Now you said a lot of people call you Odd. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's a pot calling the kettle black.
No kidding. No kidding, hey, Danielle.
Listen, there's nobody on this panel or that I know who's
bullseye,
so quickly to make fun of themselves as me. If you can't laugh at yourself, you got no business laughing at anybody else. So you got a few nicknames that have to do with frogs, but Cajun Boy, I like that one. You seem very Cajun.
Yeah. I like Cajun Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into this. I know everybody here's got some crazy questions for you. So you started frog gigging and thought, I'm going to actually start a business doing this?
Yeah. So I ran a YouTube channel and I had a lot of subscribers who were like, hey, can you take me out doing this? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't want to be a guide. My family did, and then my uncle's like, you should do it.
Yep.
And I was like, okay.
We
so
like him.
I started Halligan Outdoor Guide Service.
Why Halligan?
Because I was a firefighter, and the Halligan bar opens the door to save people.
Oh.
And my motto is I open the doors to the outdoors for people.
Oh my gosh, James. You're melting our hearts here.
So I do a lot of stuff for veterans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And first responders. It's always great to get out on the water after PTSD is a huge thing right now. Men's mental health. So, mm-hmm. but outdoors is a great gateway.
Oh, to we couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Getting the stress out.
Good for you. Thank you.
But no, I started it a few years ago, and getting the guide license for bow fishing was super easy and ice fishing. But the frog gigging was questions. A little, I got a couple phone calls from the DNR's office. Like, where are you going to be doing this? Do you know how to do it? What
did they know how to do it?
I don't think they, I've invited them. Right.
They were like, can you like, tell us what you're doing?
You I opened a lot of doors.
I can do this.
Yeah. I said, it's, I know the limits. The rule book for this is very shady, not shady, that's
spotty.
Spotty on the laws. There's only one county you can't frog gig in the state of Wisconsin.
Which one?
Which is?
And that is the state capital.
Oh.
Dane so. County.
Dane
you
County.
Cannot frog
Why?
Gig.
Well, what the, do you have against it, Joel? Don't you want to look out and see what's
well,
happening?
The state capital, there's a lot more toads than frogs. Let's just say
let's just say, sometimes the Illinois water runs deep up here. So.
All right.
And so they got a little jumpy about you doing it there.
No, that was already a rule when okay. I came up. And the possession limit is 5 per day.
Okay.
That is super
small.
Small. From where I grew up.
And like what is it down south?
It ranges from 25 to 75 frogs per wow. person.
But is the frog population up here that much smaller that they have it less?
I think the frog population is about the same. But
okay. wow.
Wisconsin did not have frogs along like a couple in the 80s and 90s.
See, it's and that's fine. Why I wanted to move here. There were no so, frogs, right? Really? And I don't cool. know what happened.
So this is also, on a serious note, this is a conservation story.
Well, I was just yes. going to ask James, I was going to put you on the spot and like tell us how the importance of doing this and managing a population like that.
So actually, the American bullfrog is actually not American bullfrog. It's actually... They were invasive. They came over from boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that they've been in the States for a while, now it's American bullfrog. But before there was Egyptian bullfrogs. Mm-hmm. And they came over a long time ago.
Is that because they hop like an Egyptian?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
wow.
So,
that was pretty deep.
No. So it's very like the frog... Bullfrog is super new to people.
Mm-hmm. Where did they come from?
So they came from Egyptian. They came through people's boats, being on people's boats trailers. They came mm-hmm. through the rivers. They came through birds flying
ah.
and the
with
eggs.
The eggs on their feet. Sure.
And when they went to the
sounds
restroom,
like a pyramid scheme.
Yep.
Oh geez, so.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
He's very punny. but no, it's there's a lot of things we could go in for 2 hours on how frogs are. It's like the Asian carp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like the crane population.
Mm,
Wisconsin
yes.
does not like to limit themselves on trying to help the population sometimes on stuff. So, I've been working and trying to get the limit changed, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to get where non-residents can do this because we are a very destination state.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Travel Wisconsin and the tourism folks want people to come here, and I can imagine with a healthy population that needs to be controlled
yep.
and somebody like you who does this, it would be advantageous to bring that tourism here.
And the money that I've turned down for our state. Like
really?
People, right. I have Wanna people
do it
from.
They can't.
There's actually a bucket list. There's a lot of bucket list guys that want to get a bullfrog in each state.
Oh my gosh! That
yeah.
is so cool.
Yeah, there's people that want to come and catch bullfrogs.
The hop
and eat.
Slam.
Yeah, the hot slam.
Are
the
there
hop...
variations between the states of what the bullfrogs look like?
Yes.
Sizes.
So there's
and
like leopard
and...
bullfrogs. The colors. They're black, gray.
What's the most common one in Wisconsin?
So there's a leopard and then the American bullfrog.
Okay.
And then the toad gets mistaken a lot. And the toad is scary sometimes for some people.
The toad is scary?
Yeah, mm-hmm. some people are
yeah,
like
I don't
super
like
scared of a toad.
I mean, I'm not
Why?
Scared, but I don't like them.
Just because they're warts.
Yeah.
Those aren't real. You know that, right?
I know.
You can't really get warts from a toad.
I know, I meant but warts on a toad, not yeah. if they pee on you.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay.
But no, there's a lot of people. I know I have a buddy. He's frog gigging almost like 25 states, and jeez. He wants to come up to Wisconsin.
So what's the largest one in Wisconsin?
Yeah,
that you
thanks,
have
gotten? Danielle,
so the largest I've got, I call it the unofficial record because there's not a record of it. it was about 14 inches.
What?
Oh, yeah. My
and then
God.
3.5 wide.
How have I not seen?
Them? From like the nose to the tip of the
so
toes?
So pretty much how you would measure a fish from the nose to the toes.
Okay.
And then you measure it from the width.
Was that an American girth? Bullfrog?
That was American bullfrog.
What is this season for gigging? When is that season?
So it starts May 1st.
Okay.
Like our game fish starts mm-hmm. May yep. 1st. And then it runs until it gets cold. My mm. season that I run is like November because mm. it's cold. No yeah. one, no
do
one
you
wants to go.
See any frogs in November?
So I actually keep a couple frogs. I freeze them. Like full bodies, and they're like my secret bait for tip up fishing. So,
oh,
because the northerns oh. and the muskies, their nose
genius.
Is a shovel. So, right. in the winter, that's what they're using to get the mud. So, if you ever clean the poor man's lobster, that's a northern pike, and they always have frogs in their stomach. So the past couple of years, I've been working with a couple people, and we're making a soft plastic made for tip-ups, but I use bait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting the frog scent, and we're going to start doing plastics like frog scent so people can catch them.
Nice.
So,
interesting.
So how does one contact you? Be like, let's go do the frog thing.
So
what does a frog smell like?
Smell like?
Yeah, you said frog scent, so
it
they
smells like
smell.
A fish.
Okay,
yeah, mm. that's the best fishy. I don't know what a frog smells like. Honestly, froggy. I never even thought about that.
I bet you next time you hold a frog, you can smell it now.
How does a frog smell with its nose?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, cribbit all the time. Cribbit's the frog's favorite game.
Oh, is oh,
yeah. cribbit.
But
I'm
no,
so much more fascinated by this than I thought
oh,
I would
yeah.
be.
Yeah, me
this
too.
This is so wonderful.
I kind of want to do this for our June birthdays.
This is absolutely
so
bizarre.
If you guys are listening and you want to reach out to me, I go statewide. I can travel, but Delvin, Lake Geneva, southern Wisconsin is the best because that's where I've really got my feet wet. But you can go to Halligan Outdoor Guide Service, or you can go to MauerBay.com.
Spell Halligan.
So Halligan is Halligan, and then outdoors.
And I noticed your hands and feet are webbed, so you're yeah. very good.
I'm a fish, so I love swimming.
But you also offer bow fishing and yep. other things too, right?
Yep. I do full bow fishing charters and ice fishing charters. I have heated shacks. Wheelhouses, the whole nine yards. We do the southern style guiding. So I do red carpet guiding. If you book a whole day trip, I cook breakfast, lunch, dinner for you.
Whoa. Talk to me about cost.
So mm-hmm. I try to be reasonable. I know a working man can't afford everything. And kids under 13 are free.
Aww.
Oh, wonderful.
First responders get 10% off.
Nice.
And veterans. I charge $150 to go frog gigging. That includes the cleaning fee. I don't charge cleaning fees for anything. I will clean. If you catch 200 fish, I will sit and clean 200 fish. I don't charge them. I don't charge at all. It's $150. $250 for a basic trip with no drinks or food, and then $350 for the red carpet. So I have a couple of local businesses that I work with that I will bring pizza. If you want the red carpet, you will message me. I ask you what kind of snacks you want. Starbucks, red M&Ms. I will pick out all the red M&Ms.
Oh,
I will
wow,
get whatever
James.
You want.
So it sounds like you've taken Lady Gaga out.
Yeah. She got a little poker face with me with her frog.
That's great.
Good.
Jokes are free too.
Yeah. Not very good, but
what's
I try.
What's the timelines then?
So I So nighttime trips start about 8 o'clock. We will eat dinner and then we will go out. And if you go out frog gigging with me and you catch 5 frogs in an hour, I normally have my boat with me, and then I will throw in a bow fishing trip with
Ooh,
it. So,
goodness,
but if
that's nice.
If we're out bow fishing and we see frogs, we get them. So,
do you need waders for this, or is it just
nope.
boots? So, what do you need?
So
tennies?
Just
Crocs?
Just Crocs, or you can wear your shoes, or take your shoes off, or I have boats and we can catch them.
Nice.
So I have a whole
cool.
9 yards.
Well, I think that this definitely sounds like a Raised in the Woods outdoor experiment for us, for sure. We're going to have to try that. Just when I think this show can't get more bizarre, it does. But remember, we're not talking about something outside of the reach of anybody in this state right
yeah,
now. Frog
no kidding.
Gigging and bringing frogs to the table is a very realistic potential thing. James Cooper, the czar of frog gigging, is with us on the show, and he's going to share us some recipes with Chef Lawton. This is Raised in the Swamp.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Raised in the Woods. Man, you think you know what's going to come up on this show. Good luck. Today, we're talking frog gigging, which is fascinating not only to this host, but the rest of the panel. And we're getting into some real information.
I feel like we're at story time, just staring at James.
Yes.
It's crazy. Folks, my name is Joel Clayfish, alongside Ellie Lawton, Danielle Fairman, James Cooper, the frog gigging czar of Wisconsin, Megan Salazar and her lover Dave is along. We're talking to James Cooper, who is the only frog gigging outfitter in the state of Wisconsin. And you said something to me that's fascinating. This is the cheapest frog gigging, and eating the frogs you catch is the cheapest field conservation animal field to table that you can do to provide for your family. And I love that. And I just want to say, I hope you have a long life doing this. And someday, maybe when you're 95, if you're out there on a boat and something ever happens and you go doing this, I just want to know. I just want to say that I will be out there to say he croaked.
Oh my god. You sat forever thinking of this
you
one.
You croaked really? Me to the punch on
oh
that one.
Oh my god.
He croaked doing something he loved. James,
wow.
We're talking about this is the food segment.
You're so proud.
So I'm excited.
Well, it's supposed to be, but you kind of just made it depressing for a hot minute.
No, I said when he's 95.
That's it. 95.
No, you got to live every day like it's your last. So.
That's a fact. Amen to that. And we're now, though, you said the literally cheapest way to bring field and forage to the table. Now I want to talk recipes.
Yeah.
This is the recipe segment.
Well, and I also want to say quickly, if I can, I'm going to anyway.
of course you are.
Yep.
That James is here. He's got a fantastic story. He does something so unique. He's the only guide in Wisconsin that does this. It's $150 to go out and try something new, to take home something from the great outdoors of the Midwest, take it home, put it on your table. I mean, why not go try it? I can't think of one reason, unless someone is deathly afraid of frogs, Megan, but she's gone, or you're afraid of the water, whatever it may be. I really can't think of a reason why you wouldn't go try this. And it really comes down to, like you said earlier, James, getting people in the outdoors, showing a new kind of outlandish experience to somebody up here, because this is normal down south. You all do this down south. Like it's
like coon
a normal,
hunting.
Yeah, it's a normal afternoon for you guys, or evening.
Just
but
like
go go try it. And James, I hope that our listeners are like, you know what? I'm going to call James because I need to talk more to him and I need to go catch a bullfrog and I need to take it home and put it on my dinner table. We're going to get to a couple recipes. But I mean, I hope you get a long wait list for this because this is just so fantastic.
And share your experiences on the Raised in the Woods Facebook yes. page. We'd love to hear about
and
it.
And we are going to have our own experience that we'll be sharing to the Facebook page as well.
How do you cook these things?
So there's a couple ways. I like deep fried. I'm a deep fried fanatic. So you can do any type of flour that you like. That's the go-to. You can do a wet or dry batter. When I say wet or dry, egg, beer, batter mixed. Or you can just, when you rinse the frogs off, you just shake them in a bag. That I call that dry.
So you rinse them off and then do you dry them before you throw them in the bag? You just throw them in the bag. And then do you marinate them or anything overnight?
So you can. So a lot of people, I like spiciness. Mm-hmm. So I will do a marinade with like a Louisiana red sauce and I will marinate the frogs in there overnight.
Okay.
But sometimes I'm impatient and all of a sudden I was like, I want some frogs for dinner. And I will just do a wet. I like Chef Robert's seasoning.
Okay.
They have it. But my favorite seasoning is Slap Your Mama.
Oh, that is good.
That's a good seasoning. And then there's a new one called the Stale Cracker. The two-step. Right. He has his own seasoning. He has a good two-step seasoning. So you can do whatever you want. I do flour. If you want a little fun mix, I'm going to give you a couple recipes. You can do Funyuns, crunch up Funyuns.
That's nice.
And then use that as your batter, a little garlicky hop to it. I will give you a couple recipes. You can do a gumbo with it. So
yum. So you're like stewing them for that.
Yep. So this is a family recipe my grandmother did. Tablespoons of smoked paprika for your deep color for flavor. 1 tablespoon of kosher salt. 1 tablespoon of garlic powder. 1 tablespoon of onion garlic powder. Vampires aren't going to get near you. 1 tablespoon of dry oregano. 1 tablespoon of dry thyme. 1 tablespoon of fresh ground black pepper. 1 to 2 teaspoons of cayenne pepper. Adjust for your level of heat level.
Sissiness.
And then 1/2 of white pepper. But that's a Cajun secret. Tradition is the
white pepper.
That's something that a lot of people don't even know. There's a white pepper.
I did not.
Yeah. Oh,
I love white pepper.
Yeah. So many things I learned on
the show.
It's got
much more of a creamy kind of taste to it.
I just love this.
And if you like hot and you want to, you can do this with any of your game. You can use jalapeno juice to.
Oh, yeah.
Put your meat in.
Instead of a pickle bath, you use jalapeno juice.
Yeah, you could use a jalapeno juice.
My last question is, James, how often do you eat frog?
Probably every month.
Love
it. I love it. I eat it so much.
I'm very surprised you don't eat it more than that.
Oh, my goodness. This is so awesome.
I'm pretty jacked.
I'm super hungry
to eat some frog and to go on an adventure with James. This show never ceases to amaze me. We hope you get amazed when you listen to us. We hope you tell your friends about it. Join the Facebook page. You can listen to Raised in the Woods every Saturday at 11 on your Civic Media stations in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois and Iowa. And I'm telling you, you never know what you're going to hear. Thanks for coming along. We'll see you next week on Raised in the Woods.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.